Dr. Jimmy, yesterday on the program, we played a brief clip from Dr. Ravi Zacharias where he described sitting across a dinner table from one of America's most foremost pastors, most well-known pastors. And I put the word pastors in quotation marks, if I could, because this man commented to Dr. Zacharias that he had just sat down with a Muslim imam and he was amazed. Now, this is this well-known pastor saying he was amazed that there were so few differences between Christianity and Islam, to which Dr. Zacharias replied by asking about five questions, the first of which was this. You know, what do you believe about Jesus Christ? Do you believe Jesus was the Son of God? And of course, Islam denies that. So let's go there for just a minute. Islam's view of Jesus. If Islam denies God is Jehovah and denies that Jesus is the Son of God, then Islam is a problem or should be a problem for Christians. So talk about what should be the Christian's response to this ideology that denies that Jesus is who he claimed to be, the Son of God.
Well, you know, either, Dave, he is the Son of God, or he's the biggest liar that has ever confronted the world at any time in history. He said, I am the Son of God. And time and time and time again, that's found not only in the New Testament, but also in the Old Testament as well. But beyond that, when you start to think about who Jesus Christ is, he is the one who was the Son of God. And here in the first book of John, 1 John, we're talking about chapter 2, and we go to verse 22. It says, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus Christ is the Christ? Now, that word Christ in the Greek means Messiah. And so he is the Messiah. He is the Son of God. Whoever denies that is an antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. If there's not a Son of God, how could any of us have life? That's what 1 John is all written about, so that we may know that he is our Savior. So a Christian needs to recognize that anybody, anywhere, any philosophy, any religiosity, any cult that says that Jesus Christ was not the Son of God is a liar. And he is an antichrist. Now, not the antichrist, but an antichrist. Again, John is saying in chapter 2 and chapter 4 of 1 John that there will be a time when even now we see antichrist. That's a little a, not a big a, that antichrist are in our world. Now, that's 2,000 years ago. Can you imagine what it has come to today? Here in chapter 4 of 1 John, in verse 3, it also says that every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist. So hear him not. I think the Bible is absolutely correct on everything it says, so therefore we as Christians must take God's word over what any man has to say, and in particular, a very ignorant pastor who may be saying there's so many similarities he can't believe it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what Dr. Jimmy is stating is precisely the case. We believe the Bible teaches that there was a fall where sin entered the world, precipitated by the devil. There is a redemption that is secured by Jesus Christ. But if Islam denies Jehovah God, denies Jesus Christ as the Son of God, then the plan of salvation that is so precious to us who are believers in Jesus Christ is obviously rejected by the Islamic world as well.